Hello and welcome to a very special news report. I am clone number 13. We now take you to Nigel Blackwood, who is standing by live on location in the midst of many vampires, werewolves, and people wearing black t-shirts. Take it away, Nigel. Hello, this is Nigel Blackwood reporting live on location. I'm in the midst of quite a few strange people, but one person we have here is quite familiar to all of us. Take it away, Brooke.
Hello, Nigel. Hello, Slice of Sci-Fi. This is your Slice Queen, Brooke Lewis. And we are reporting here at Horror Hound Weekend in Indianapolis, Indiana, 2010. And what a blast we are having here, you guys. I don't know if you can hear all the noise. This place is jam-packed. I think they've hit about 8,000 guests at this point in time. I'm chilling here right now with Nigel at the Dark Carnival booth at Horror Hound Weekend for the Vampira tribute, and Dark Carnival was generous enough. Thank you to all the guys, Jason Hignight, Marv Blovell, Dave, everybody that's been so generous to me, Brooke Lewis, bringing me out as a guest here for the weekend. It's incredible. I actually came out as Ms. Vampy. Hello. Bite me. And, you know, that's my alter ego. So we are having so much fun. This Vampira tribute is a historical event. And I actually got to host a live webcast pod show that's been a movie marathon, 100 years of monster movies. Hosted that last night. And I was hanging out with Elvira. And I was hanging out with George Romero and the whole posse. We've got incredible con guests here. We've got Tom Savini. And we've got, of course, like I said, George Romero and Elvira. And we've got Sid Haig, and we've got Ari Lehman and Ashley Lawrence, and the list goes on and on and on. This is one of the coolest cons I have been to in a long time. And again, I mean, this place is huge. I can't even explain it, you guys. It's huge. And there's a lot going on here. I would say there's definitely some sci-fi stuff around. I'm looking around. Definitely more horror. But I would say if you sci-fi fans out there do like horror at all, this would be, and again, I've been to many horror conventions and festivals in my career, this would definitely be one to hit next year. Again, packed, and fun. Lots of fun. We're here at the Marriott, and the bar has been going off, and everybody's been pounding shots. I was drinking some Patron last night. But really what it is here, and I got to tell you guys, being, you know, a Philly chick originally and a New Yorker and then a La La Land Los Angeles gal, you know, the Midwest, man, there is nothing like it. Everybody here is so generous and sweet and flattering and real deal people. I'm telling you, like, I think the closest I've come to experiencing this, and I've been in Chicago for a lot of festivals and stuff, is probably Texas, man. I love my Texas peeps. But the Midwest, nothing like it here. Awesome crew, really down home, appreciative people. Everybody is having so much fun. It's crazy. Nothing like Jersey Shore, where everybody's fist pumping and fighting. Wait, I went Ms. Vampy there for a minute. So, Nigel, what else do you want to know?
Report anything you like. I'm just going to hide in the corner here and not get bitten.
Okay, anything I like. Well, again, I'm just going to mention one more time the Vampira tribute. It really was something that I am honored and proud to say that I, as I get older, your Slice Queen here, I am proud to say that I was a participant and a part of it. Oh my goodness, it was so cool. There were something like, I think they said at the end, and some people couldn't make it, 83 horror hosts from all over the world. And what an incredible opportunity, because, you know, people get the chance, especially now with the internet, to express themselves artistically wherever they are, whether they're in some huge studio in Hollywood or some basement studio that they put together and created, you know, in Tennessee. It's unbelievable the way the people have represented these horror hosts and how they are representing horror is the bottom line. And again, it's what we're here for. I mean, Vampira, she started it all. And then for me, my biggest inspiration was Elvira. So it's been unbelievable. And they just did the whole tribute, and it was a whole thing with candles and it, like a kind of like an amazing sassy vigil. And again, I'm just honored to be a part of it. So I would definitely come back here. I would recommend all of you, you know, Slice of Sci-Fi fans who like horror, come check it out. Again, reporting here with Nigel at Horror Hound Weekend. This is your Slice Queen, Brooke Lewis. Love and slices.
And now, as a special treat for all of you Slice of Sci-Fi fans, you get to hear Brooke Lewis as her alter ego, Ms. Vampy, in a brief interview with veteran actor Mr. Richard Lynch.
Yes, we're here at Horror Hound Convention Weekend here in Indianapolis, and we're speaking directly to you. What are the questions, and what do you want to know?
I want to know what projects you got coming up or coming out.
All right, I got two independent films. That one, I think, is pretty good, called The Rain. It's coming out of Troy, Michigan, from the Michigan Film Commission. That I feel very good about. I just returned from Marbella, Spain.
Attention, Horror Hound Weekend. Clive Barker is signing today.
Well, all right. We just found out Clyde's signing. All right. I just returned from Marbella, Spain, where I got a Career Achievement Award from all the European directors, which is quite flattering to me because I'm not pretentious, and that was nice.
And that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I had two movies screened over there. One, The Rain, which is going to come out soon, and another picture called Laid to Rest, which is all right. We'll see.
I loved that movie.
Which one?
Laid to Rest. With Bobby Sue Lutha.
All right. So you... I got a bigger part in The Rain.
I can't wait to see it. And we can't wait. All listeners love you. Richard Lynch here, and thank you so much.
Well, I'm very glad to be a part of your interview.
Thank you.
And we're here at the Horror Hound at Indianapolis, and I hope you enjoy yourself.
I'm having a blast. Thank you so much for your time.
And you want to know something? You're a good-looking chick.
Well, hello. We got to talk later, Mr. Lynch.
All right.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right. We'll talk, baby. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.